Monday, Justin Pulaski, the commish, as we break down and continue to break down 32 teams in 32 days, leading right up to the NFL draft April 22nd. You'll be able to hear all the action and everything in regards to the draft on 620 WDAE, the sports animal. Today, we're going to take a look at the Denver Broncos. And the Broncos, a team that really, when you look at what they've done moves-wise this offseason, obviously most of the main attention has been put towards their defensive line. Jarvis Green comes in, defensive end from the New England Patriots. And then getting Jamal Williams was a big feat. I guess no pun intended, but Jamal Williams playing for San Diego, when he went down with an injury, San Diego's run defense disappeared. He's back to full strength. He's going to man the middle for the Denver Broncos, which I think is one of their biggest needs going into this offseason. They could still look at a possible nose tackle. Maybe they don't need and have a desperate need for it early on now, but maybe a little later on in the draft they can look for a potential heir to Jamal Williams. But for the time being, when you address your defensive line like they did this offseason in free agency, they can turn their attentions elsewhere. The question's going to be, what do the Broncos do with Brandon Marshall? If Brandon Marshall is traded, do they draft a receiver? Do they draft a receiver? And the big name that's coming up here with the 11th pick is Dez Bryant. Now, I continue to find myself fighting that, because if the Broncos are looking to trade Brandon Marshall because of character concerns, why would they draft a player with character concerns? Why would they draft a player like Dez Bryant, who has diva-like qualities, much like Brandon Marshall does? It really doesn't make that much sense to me. And that's why, the more I think about it, in my last mock draft, I did have them taking Demaryius Thomas. I'm staying away from Dez Bryant. I think in my next mock draft, I'm going to have them staying away from maybe wide receiver altogether in round one, maybe looking to address receiver later on. The rumor that came out a few weeks ago was that the Buccaneers would get Brandon Marshall. In return, they would swap first-round picks. The Bucs would move down to this pick at 11. The Broncos would move up to 3. I think if the Broncos were to move up to 3, I actually think their target would be Eric Berry. They have a need for safety. At this point, with the 11th pick, I can go ahead. Maybe I'm even giving you a little insight gear. That's why you subscribe to this, right? That's why you subscribe to my draft coverage, so you can get some insight. I think right here at the 11th pick, I would not be surprised to see Earl Thomas go off the board. Earl Thomas, ball hawking, center field type safety, would be a great fit for the Denver Broncos, as I think they do want to get a young safety back there to go with Brian Dawkins. Other areas of need for the Broncos are the interior offensive line. Center, I think this is a little high for Marquise Pouncey. Guard, though, I don't know if this is too high for Mikey Upati. You know, it is a guard. They aren't as prime a position as offensive tackles, but I really think that the interior offensive line for the Broncos could be addressed, and Upati could be a possibility. As we said, safety with Earl Thomas could be a possibility. And then wide receiver-wise, do the Broncos want to take Dez Bryant, or are maybe they willing to reach on another receiver, maybe a Demaryius Thomas, who has tons of potential? It might sound far-fetched, and it does to me as well, because I don't know if he's a top 15 talent, but he's definitely a damn good receiver with a lot of speed and catches the ball well, and that's Golden Tate. You know, you look at the Broncos, and if you're wanting to trade Brandon Marshall because of character concerns, why would you draft another player with those same character concerns like a Dez Bryant? That's why I look at both those receivers, Mikey Upati and Earl Thomas, all those good character guys, and all of those guys fit areas of need for the Broncos with the 11th pick. If you're going to twist my arm, though, and I gave you the insight right here, I think in my next mock draft, I will have Earl Thomas being the selection by the Broncos. Unless, and I don't predict trades in my mock draft, I think Brandon Marshall is going to play a key role, and it's going to come down to the Broncos whether or not they want an extra second-round pick, or they'd be willing to flip-flop and not gain an extra pick, but gain 8 slots, move up with the Bucs. Remember, that was a trade that was a rumor that was out there a while ago. If the Broncos do that, I think they'll eye Eric Berry to come in and play safety and maybe play some corner for them as well. But that should do it for the Denver Broncos. If they stay put, it'll be Earl Thomas. If they trade up, it'll be Eric Berry. And Brandon Marshall is going to play a key role in what the Broncos do on draft weekend. That's going to do it for the Broncos. 32 teams, 32 days. 32 days of the NFL draft continues tomorrow as we take a look at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Everyone pointing to defensive end for the Jaguars. I think with the addition of Aaron Kampman, the Jaguars have the possibility of looking at maybe luxury picks, maybe players that could fall right into their lap with the 10th overall selection. We'll talk about them tomorrow. So make sure you come back tomorrow. Also coming up this week, an updated mock draft, the cornerback breakdown, and the safety breakdown as we inch closer to the draft. It's just a week and a half away. And once again, you'll hear all the coverage on 620 WDAE, the Sports Animal, and you'll read about it all right here at JoeBucksFan.com.